This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Closing arguments for the trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain are set for today. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry's at the courthouse in Adams County as attorneys prepare to hand the case to the jury.
Both sides have been in court since 8:30 this morning, arguing about lesser included charges for the jury. There was some debate about whether to include the alternate jurors. Then the judge has decided that there have been some issues with the jury in terms of personal problems and some sicknesses, that he's going to keep the two alternates in the room deliberating for a day and a half if deliberations go that long.
That's CPR's justice reporter, Allison Sherry. For live updates on the trial, go to CPR.org. More than 1,000 people turned out at Red Rocks for a 5K earlier this week. CPR health reporter John Daly says they wanted to sound the alarm about lung cancer.
Linda Gibson, her friends, and family took part in honor of her husband, Leon, who died of lung cancer. It was caused by a hereditary disease. She says he also smoked in his 20s, but quit thanks to a cessation program offered by his employer, Coors.
He initially tried to do it on his own, and he couldn't, and they had the smoke induced program there, and then he did it. And after that, he was very appalled with anybody that smoked.
The event raised $175,000 for education efforts. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city of Denver will pay nearly $1.5 million in claims involving the Denver Police Department. City Council approved the payment earlier this week. The settlement's the latest in a number of costly claims involving racial justice protesters who say they were injured by tear gas and rubber bullets in 2020. Denver has paid more than $10 million in settlements so far this year. This is CPR News and KRCC.